ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Yes! And Bulge, king in, and there's a bit of turn on offer. De Klerk gets completely outdone, and Australia have bowled out South Africa for 97 in indoor. What a performance from Alana King. 7 overs, 7 for 18. Outstanding figures, career best figures for her.
7 for 18 off 7 overs. Those were Alana King's record-breaking figures in Australia's ODI World Cup match against South Africa. The best bowling figures for an Australian woman in history and fourth all time. The Australian women are through to the semi-finals of the World Cup where they'll face India and their home fans for a chance to defend their crown. And you'd have to think that King will play a vital role if they're to get there. She's a leg spinner at the peak of her powers, and the comparisons are obvious. So how does Alana King feel about being compared to the king of spin, Shane Warne? We asked her. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Alana King is fresh off bowling a player of the match winning record-breaking 7 for 18 at the ODI World Cup against South Africa and is gearing up for a semi-final clash with India. Alana, we have to start with that performance against South Africa. Congratulations. After the match, you said it hadn't sunk in and you'd probably watch a few highlights. Has it sunk in yet, and have you watched the highlights?
I've definitely watched a few highlights, no doubt about that. But it's a weird feeling. I don't think it's still sunk in because our next assignment is a semi-final. So, yeah, it sunk in a little bit, but I felt plenty of love from a lot of people who sent me messages. So, yeah, it was a nice couple of days.
For those of us who are unlikely to ever bowl 7 for 18 in a World Cup match, what does it feel like when things are just working like that? Did it feel different to previous innings that you've bowled?
No, not at all. I just think it was a lot of fun, definitely. I don't know if you could tell, but I was having a lot of fun out there.
I have never in my life seen figures like this. Alana King, 2.3 overs, 4 wickets for no runs. Incredible, incredible spell of bowling.
The ball was coming out really nicely and nice to get a bit of reward as well. And yeah, I think I was just having a great time out there, and I think my teammates were loving it as well, and they were giving me plenty of love out on the field. So you just got to embrace those moments and really put it in your back pocket.
When she's bowling like that with the ball on a string, it's hard not to see that infectious laugh and smile. She's like grinning from ear to ear at the top of her mark, sort of like sizing up the batters with her eyes ready to take them down.
We know that not every innings goes like that. Sometimes the pitch just isn't working for you or a batter gets on top. But what, I guess, can you take or learn from an innings like that to stay level when maybe things aren't going your way?
Yeah, I think just being in that position, you've just got to harness it and just ride it. As you said, like sometimes it's always not going to come off. There's plenty of times where I've bowled probably a lot better and not got the reward. So you just got to hang in there and keep backing yourself and trusting your ability to get the job done. And yeah, it's something that as a bowler, you'd love wickets to your name.
King to complete the over. Bowled past the inside edge. And Alana King is having an absolute day out here. What a ridiculous spell of bowling this is.
I'm just happy to play a really attacking role in Australia and hopefully put us in a good position.
Alana, last time Australia played South Africa in a World Cup was a T20 semi-final last year, and you were there, but you were running drinks. Did that motivate you at all? Because your bowling in particular since then seems to have gone to another level.
No doubt, every time that you miss out on playing a game for your country, it's disappointing, but it's a bloody hard team to crack into. So no matter who's sitting on the bench, they're very capable of playing a role when called upon. And yeah, there's no doubt I want to be playing every game I can. And sometimes it's going to be in your favour and sometimes it's not. But for me, it's just trying to be there for my teammates and trying to keep getting better and help get my teammates better.
You often get the comparison to Shane Warne, and I want to know a couple of things. Firstly, how does that sit with you? And the fact, have you thought about, you know, in 20 years' time when your career is, I mean, you never know how long do you plan to keep playing, but when your career is potentially at a close, that people may be having that conversation around you, comparing young cricketers to Alana King. Does that sit well with you?
To be honest, when I get compared to the great Warney, I get a little bit awkward because I think he's my idol and he's the reason why I picked up the art of leg spin. And when our names get put in the same sentence, it's a little bit awkward because I just think he'll always be the king of leg spin. And we're just a byproduct of what he did on the world stage and just inspired plenty of kids around the world to do it.
And she's gone time and time again. Alana King is producing for this Australian team in this Ashes series.
It's an unbelievable ball. And you'd be looking up, watching the Ashes, think, is that Mike Gatting batting? That is Warne-like. Pitched outside leg stump, taking the top of off. Not many players in the world would be able to get bat on ball with that one.
So, I'll always see him as king and the best to ever do it. So, yeah, it's hard to explain, but hopefully, you know, what I'm at being able to do is inspire young boys and girls, not just in Australia, hopefully worldwide as well.
Alana King on a hat-trick. And gone! A hat-trick for King. Three on the bounce. Outstanding from the leggy. She missed out on one in the Commonwealth Games. Meg Lanning dropped one at slip. She has one in the 100. Brilliant.
To see that leg spin is fun and it's really rewarding when you stick at it and you continue to work hard at it. So, yeah, we'll see where the next 20 years goes. I probably won't be playing in 20 years' time, but you just never know. No, actually, I do know I won't be playing in 20 years' time. But just, yeah, I think that's probably why I do what I do is because I have so much fun doing it, and hopefully it gets one or 100 kids picking up the art of leg spin.
Oh, sports science is amazing these days, so never say never. But next up is India in the semi-final, and there's always a really good rivalry between these two teams, and you add to that a pretty passionate home crowd for them, and I can imagine it'll be fairly hot in the middle. How are you preparing for this context? Are you someone who looks outwardly at the match, you know, a couple of weeks ago? Are you looking at their form, or are you focusing inward? Are you just looking at what you're doing?
Oh, there's no doubt you can't deny some of the players that they've got in their team that we've got to pay attention to. And probably the biggest one who's in some serious form is Smriti Mandana.
They're both going here. Smriti's just launched one over deep extra cover for six more. Stand and deliver.
She's been playing really well against us, especially in the bilateral series before the World Cup. And I think the semi-final is going to be a great occasion. We're playing a World Cup in India in front of their home crowd. We'll have pretty much 99% of the crowd against us. But I think this team is going to be well prepared going into that semi-final, and lots of confidence within each other. And we've got a couple of training days before the semi-final, and no doubt we get to work and all eyes shift to the semi-final.
Do you use that energy that the crowd is giving you? Do you use some of that? I know that a lot of it is not going toward the Aussie team, but do you use that energy?
Yeah, absolutely. When you've got the crowd who's so fanatical, no matter what's happening in the game, you really know when India are on top and when they're not.
Into Perry, another defensive shot. Big cheer from the crowd, the vast majority of which are Indian supporters. Just three from that over.
When there's a bit of a hum in the crowd, you know that you're going all right. Sometimes it boundaries and wickets that they get is just the noise, you can't describe it. It's a pretty cool experience, to be honest. All these people have come to watch a game of cricket. No doubt they're supporting the team in blue, but I think they appreciate good cricket anyway, regardless if you're in a yellow or a blue shirt.
Comes down the pitch, drives in the air. Brilliant catch from Jemima Rodrigues. Oh, she's fired up now. And Beth Mooney, she's gone for just four.
We'll try to keep the crowd to a minimum and to a bit of a lull, but it's also very hard to do that when you're playing the home nation.
If you look back at this tournament as a whole so far, it feels like, I mean, Australia undefeated, but it feels like there's been a really good balance of close games and then also some really dominant displays from the Australian team. What do you learn, I guess, from each experience, the ones where you're kind of way on top the whole time and the ones where you've had to fight it out a little bit?
Like, I know the depth has been talked about a lot in this Australian team, but I think it's really shown our depth and has put it on display. And I just think that's been a really good thing for our team. Everyone's had an opportunity to perform, and they've had their time. So I know there's the batters are are really well balanced, and as well the bowlers. I think we've bowled in some serious situations where we've had to get ourselves out of, but then we've been really on top, and vice versa with the bat.
Here comes Rana, and Perry winds up, smashes it down the ground, and she does end it with a six. Into the sight screen. Australia win with an over to spare. What a finish that is. They have chased down the highest total in women's ODI history, 331.
I think both skill sets are really prepared, and no doubt we're trying to keep getting better. I think people will say we haven't had our complete performance yet. As Shell said, we have a really critical eye on our game. So there's lots of planning, lots of preparation, but we also want to just enjoy the moment, and being the World Cup semi-final is something that obviously is very special.
If you take a long lens and just look at this women's cricket team, for many, many years, you guys have just been associated with winning. Fans almost have an expectation that this team will win. And when the Australian cricket team doesn't, it's almost a little bit of a shock. Does that expectation or pressure ever weigh on you or the team?
Oh, not at all. I just think every time we go out there, we want to win games of cricket. We're not going to hide away from that. And I just think the dominance, as you speak about, over the last, I would say, 10 years is something about the culture in this team. And there's been a lot of experienced players that have been at the top of their game and have tried to pass it down to the younger generation. And it's this desire to keep winning. And we never take a win for granted. And I think, yeah, maybe some of the Australian public just expect it, but there's a lot of hard work that has to go into it, and no game is an easy game, and especially when you're in a World Cup in foreign conditions, away from home for a long time, like every win is very special. So we try to do everything we can to win every game of cricket for Australia, but we all know that cricket can be a funny game and it can bite you in the backside sometimes. But yeah, I just think this team just keeps evolving. Every series, every game, we're trying to keep getting better, and we're trying to, you know, inspire people back home and hopefully like lift the trophy at the end of a big tournament like this. It's very hard to keep winning games, but I think this team just prides itself on keep getting better, and everyone stands up. It might not be someone's day in the game, but you've got your mate next to you who will pick up the slack and get the job done.
Well, Australian fans are incredibly lucky, because I think that expectation is born out of the success that you guys have had. Alana King, good luck in the semi-final against India. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks very much.
Headlines. Staying with cricket for a moment, and the word is that Elisa Healy is making a push to be back for that semi-final against India as she recovers from a calf injury she sustained earlier in the tournament. And speaking of big names pushing for a return, men's skipper Pat Cummins has returned to bowling in the nets today with a brief session in Sydney, bowling off a five-step run-up. And in the Sheffield Shield, Sam Constance's chances of opening the batting for Australia in the Ashes took a hit as he left one from Hayden Kerr that cannoned into middle stump, out for 10.
Oh, it's bowled him! Let it go! Hayden Kerr round the wicket. And Constance has let it go, and he is out.
The search continues. The Matildas went down to the Lionesses 3-0 this morning as Sam Kerr took another step in her return to the national side, playing 69 minutes. Questions about her captaincy had been raised, given she spent so long out of the national team, but coach Joe Montemurro was emphatic in his support.
We've made a decision internally for what we believe is the best for football performance and for the group. I make football decisions. I'm not going to make any political decisions. Sam is an important part of what we're trying to do, and as far as we're concerned, we just kept the status quo going forward, and we're happy with her continuing on as captain.
Alana Kennedy was red carded in the 18th minute, leaving the visitors one down against an England team who were more than willing to capitalise. The AFL have confirmed 7 rule changes for the men's competition in 2026. Among those, teams won't have to have a player in the goal square at centre ball-ups. Rucks at the centre ball-up will not be permitted to cross the line to encourage jumping at the ball. The stand rule will be more strictly enforced, and shrugging a tackle will be deemed prior opportunity. Make sense? Good. Rugby league, and Harry Grant has been given the nod to lead the Kangaroos in the second Ashes test against England after Isaiah Yeo was ruled out with concussion. Australia can win the series in the second test, which takes place on Sunday morning Australian time. baseball, and the World Series is currently tied 2-2 between the LA Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays took out Game 4, which started less than 18 hours after Game 3 finished, because that game went for 6 hours and 39 minutes over 18 innings. Thankfully for players and probably the fans in the stands, today's installment only went for the standard 9 innings. Game 5 tomorrow, so I guess rest up, baseball fans. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Jason Ford. Thanks to Fox Cricket, Sky Sports UK and Cricket Australia for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.